Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta, or Flowery Branch, as we are live from the Publix on Spout Springs Road here in Flowery Branch, Georgia. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
Publix. All right,
I'll take that. She is the first chair of the woodwind section, flutes, the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, Miss Allie Mack. Over there we have Jordan Robinson, the commissioner, the G-unit in the house, and back at home, waving creepily with his brand-new silver Kia, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, and our forces combined. We are in a hell of a setup here in Publix at Spout Springs Road. I mean, we got Coke, Sprite all around us. Coke Zero for Allie. We got a 929 balloon. This is amazing.
Yeah. Shout out to Jordan for keeping us on air today.
I said Gordon.
I was confused when we walked in here this morning. It was Bo and I walking in, and Tim was telling us where to go. And normally we're in the dining area.
So yeah,
I saw
the
sign,
cafe.
Right, the cafe said to the right, and Tim goes, "You're going to the left." I'm like, man, where are we going? Yeah, but we literally have like a little stadium built around us. The stands are Coke products. We have the 92.9 balloons, and we are on a turf that has been hand-painted.
It looks insanely
good. I don't want to alarm anyone, but Mike is sitting in the red area, which is known to be a problem for us.
You mean the Mercedes-Benz drive zone?
That's right.
Come
That's
on, correct. Man. You're better than that. All right? You're better than that. No, it's really cool. I feel like, and this is our fourth Publix, I feel like it just keeps – like we're on an escalating scale here that I'm not sure that they can upkeep. You know what I mean? I'm not sure where we go from here, unless they just build us our own, you know, stage out front with Coke products, then that might get a little out of hand somewhere. But no, this has been awesome, man.
Well, Allie has all of the remaining candy corn left in the Flowery Branch area, right in front of her.
She can have it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They're like Jennifer, who's been helping, has set up. She's like, it was just me and Gordon sitting here, and I don't know where you two guys had wandered off to. And she goes, "Who's the candy corn person?" just wondering why all the candy corn in the store has gone
me.
Over
I can,
here.
I can guarantee you that it ain't sitting down at this end of the table.
Yes, they've been very nice to us out here. I have all the candy corn in front of me, and Bo has all the M&Ms front. Him. If you want to come hang out, the address is 5900 Spout Springs Road. We've also got a picture up on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift if you want to check out the setup that we were just explaining to you. We're going to be out here till 9. So if you can stop by on your way to work, we would love to see you. And I've already got a menu of everything they're serving us today. This is going to be insane.
I feel like I'm being taken advantage of, but it's okay. I don't mind it in this instance.
Yep, it's going to be pretty delicious. So we'll get to that. Here are the headlines, though. Since we last got to hang out, Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. The Major League Soccer Board of Governors voted to align with international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign beginning in 2027. The Patriots took care of business. They beat the Jets at home last night 27-14 on Thursday Night Football. and the Hawks. They beat the Utah Jazz last night, 132-122 for their fourth straight win. Hawks are back in action Sunday against the Suns. Pre-game is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock.
The first thing I did when I woke up this morning, because obviously the game out in Utah, I rolled over and I was like, man, let me check the Hawks box score. Watched a little bit of it along with Thursday Night Football, and I thought it was wrong. Like, I literally am looking at the box score going, oh, they messed up the box score, and Yeka didn't shoot 8 threes. No way is Jalen's numbers 31, 18, 14, and 7. There's no way Jalen Johnson did that. Nobody ever in the history of the NBA has actually pulled that off. That would be crazy. And then I was like, holy crap, this is real. That actually happened last night for the Hawks. So what a W and what a run that they're on right now.
It's funny when I read it, I overslept, right? And I was like, oh, I'm in a rush. I get the Flyer Branch. So I open my, like, brush my teeth, and I open my phone trying to scroll and see what happened in the Hawks game. And the first thing that popped up Hawks-wise was the tweet from the Hawks about historic night. And, I mean, you know, you look at the line, and you're like, okay, I can see 18 rebounds. Okay, maybe I can see 14 assists for Jalen.
Yep.
But 7 steals?
It's crazy.
Like, what?
It's absolutely crazy.
And look, he did it. You know, you talk about how important a lot of times offensive rebounding is. But then again, not allowing a team to get offensive rebounds. And the fact that 16 of his rebounds of his 18 last night were defensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's great to get your own, but it's even better to not allow them to get a second chance opportunity, which is – it really can kill you. How many times have we seen second and third chance scoring opportunities kill Atlanta teams overall?
Yeah, it's been brutal. 15 three-pointers in the first half. That's a franchise record last night from these Hawks. And I think there's part of me that looks at it and goes, okay, you shot the lights out. Probably can't do that every single night where you're shooting over 50% from three and everything else. And that's the comment I made to Gordon when I walked in. I was like, I don't know if they're just playing well or if they're just shooting well. Mm-hmm. And I think the conversation right now at least steers towards shooting well. But I'm going to take it, because how many times have you seen the Hawks lose and you go, man, the other team just shot really well. Like, there's really nothing you can do about that. If they're just shooting that lights out, would beat Krejci and Onyeka are just, you know, dropping just absolute missiles from behind the three-point line. So, yeah, I'm going to take it and run with it. I'm going to be excited about the Hawks. And this whole thing where you play back-to-back on the West Coast, your odds of winning both those games are asinine. Like, it just does not happen, especially when you're missing a guy like Trae Young for both of those. And they're able to get it done. So I'm excited about it.
It's a very exciting time to be a Hawks fan. Now, we are gearing up for the Falcons to take on the Panthers Sunday at 1. Pregame with Mike and Bo here will kick off at 11 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. Leading up to the game, though, the Falcons have signed edge Khalid Kareem to the active roster from the practice squad and cornerback C.J. Henderson to the practice squad. They've also placed inside linebacker D'Angelo Malone on the reserved injured list.
Yeah, first of all, the Khalid Kareem thing had to kind of happen with the way that Leonard Floyd's hamstring looks like it could possibly be, and that's such an injury that lingers, you know, depending on the severity of it. But Khalid Kareem's a guy that we thought was a roster lock coming out of training camp, played really well throughout the preseason, and then you know, you kind of lined him up and you were kind of weighing whether or not it'd be him or Morgan Fox. Remember all the conversations we had about Morgan Fox throughout the offseason, and you know that they were going to, at the end, you kind of got the feel that they were going to move on from Morgan Fox. But Khalid Kareem is a guy who's very serviceable, I feel like. And it's really a luxury that you can have somebody like that, that you can bring up, drop back down, and, you know, eventually here in week 11, sign him to the active roster. He's a pretty good player.
Well, the question I would have is, can Kareem do what Malone did on special teams?
Yeah.
I mean, Malone played a lot of special team snaps. He did – look, and I'm not going to sit here and say – I'm not going to diminish what he did on the field, on actual defense. He's a guy that did come in and get playing time. Did he play every down? No. He might have a handful, but he got an interception this year that helped seal the game against, what, Buffalo.
Yeah.
His role, he's kind of stepped in. You know, I believe that Malone won – basically beat out Kareem in camp. You talk about Morgan Fox, but I think Malone was in that mix too because of special teams.
Yeah.
And so can Kareem step in, or who does step in for him? But I don't think you're losing anything from when he has to step in on the edge position at all, to me.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they're the special teams is where I worry about, and we know we're a special teams that is living week to week, essentially. You know, it's good week, bad week kind of
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deal. I do think that there's something great about the fact that we haven't, as a team, and knock on wood, Dylan, I know you're in the studio, go to the door right now, but as a team, we haven't had to dig any deeper than, like, our training camp players, you know what I mean, or practice squad players. Like, it's, but I am starting to get to the point, and I'll bring that up because Josh Woods did not practice yesterday. He's dealing with a hamstring. D'Angelo Malone has been a guy that can bounce outside and inside at the linebacker. We've talked so much about J.D. Bertrand and Ronnie Harrison, them kind of battled out. But things start getting really thin at that secondary defensive position outside of the front three or four, where you get to the edge players, you get to the linebackers off ball, and some of the depth pieces that we have there starting to kind of fall. So it'll be curious to see the way they move pieces around put guys in a position to hopefully succeed this Sunday.
Well, we're going to keep digging into this matchup that we're going to be watching go down at the Benz all show long. I do want to mention Boar's Head, what they're serving. You guys got to try it in the break. It is a fully cooked bacon, pepper jack cheese, and egg on everything bagel croissant. And they have samples for everyone. So if you are in the area, please stop on by. It is 5900 Spout Springs Road, the Publix that we are located in. So we're going to let the guys try that. And coming up, we're going to dig into the Falcons offense, the Carolina defense. It's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.